Guess what? I'm back. Let's do this.
Grab your wine, ladies. It's time for the Four Kick-Ass Women Only podcast. Are you a woman over 40 who's ready for your next level, but feel like you're always faced with obstacles, negative messages, and your own limiting beliefs? If so, this podcast is for you. Learn strategies to help you transform your mindset, attract the money you desire, achieve your biggest goals, and step into the most kick-ass version of yourself. Backed by science, delivered with tough love. Get ready for your transformation. Introducing the host of the Four Kick-Ass Women Only podcast, Coach Kathy Wilson.
Hey, ladies, welcome to the club. Now, what club is that, you might be asking? Well, it's the Kick-Ass Women Club. Now, if you saw the title of this podcast and you felt like, hey, I kind of like that, and you were wondering, I wonder if I'm a kick-ass woman. Well, if you are here, the answer is yes. Now, I'm Coach Kathy Wilson. I'm a transformational coach, and I work with women over 40 who are ready to step up to the next level, achieve some big goals, and create impact. And with this podcast, I want to create a club-like environment for kick-ass women where we can get together and talk about some real shit. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with me, this is my second go-around with my podcast, and I am super excited to be back. I took a break for a while, I refocused my mission, and I'm going to talk a little bit about why I did that. Now, the first reason is because I wanted to shrink my target market even more. I used to talk to all women, but I decided that I wanted to talk specifically to women over 40, even though you're welcome at any age. I wanted to talk to women over 40 because it has become more and more evident that we are a youth and fame obsessed society. And I find that so damaging and insulting. Now look, I'm not 20, but I am not dead. However, I find the majority of images that are fed to women are of 20-year-olds with unrealistic body images. You know, I used to read Elle and Vogue, but after a while, every image on the magazine cover seemed to be of a 20-year-old model or celebrity. And I don't know about you, but I cannot relate to that. Can you relate to that? So I stopped buying the magazines because they no longer represented me. Now, the message for us when we're over 40 seems to be that you can't be sexy and fun and funny and fit and accomplished and adventurous and happy unless you are under 30. And it's as though there is nothing for us to aspire to or achieve or grow into or desire except to be younger and skinnier. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to be younger, and I'll trade skinnier for healthier any day, and that has not come with a certain weight for me. I absolutely love who I am, despite the messages that try to convince me that I shouldn't, and I still got a lot of shit that I want to do. You know, it's just the beginning for me. I feel that way. But here was the question. Who do I go to get fired up and to feel good about being me? Who's out there telling me and you that you are over 40 and kick ass, that your life is just beginning and that you have so much to be excited about? What you see and hear about yourself matters because representation matters. So I decided to start talking about it. Now, the second reason I took a break is because we've entered some really interesting and uncertain times with COVID, and I had a bit of a revelation during the first few months. What I realized about myself is that I was susceptible. Suddenly, I was faced with things that I had never been faced with before. And as much as I thought I was creating a good life and living a good life, I saw how vulnerable that life was to outside circumstances. And it was pretty challenging. And to be completely honest, it caused me to go through a bout of feeling a little hopeless and helpless. And I'm just being honest about that. I felt as though all of my efforts were for nothing. I was trying to do all this really good stuff, and in one fell swoop, everything just kind of was upended. Can you relate to that at all? Now, I didn't stay in that feeling. I didn't stay in that space, but it certainly opened my eyes to the fact that I couldn't be the only woman that was going through this. And there were a whole different set of circumstances that were facing women. I realized that we were up against a whole different set of circumstances. you're talking about things like working full time and then trying to balance home life, homeschooling children, and leaving the workforce altogether. And I'm going to tell you, nearly 3 million women left the workforce over the last year, and the majority of them are women over 40. So what now? Like, what is next? This is why I felt the need to refocus my message, because we're in a different place and we need to have a different conversation. Talking about the future, dreams, and goals like 18 months ago for women was very different than talking about them now. But it's even more important that we talk about them now. It is no longer acceptable to not have goals and to not have a plan for your future. It is no longer acceptable, and in fact, it never really was, to deny yourself or your dreams. Now, let me be clear about those goals and dreams. It's not just about money, and it's not just about living this dream life that you see all over Instagram and everything, although that is very exciting, you know, and I love talking about that as well. But when you get right down to it, it's about knowing you have complete command over your own life, regardless of the circumstances around you. You have the freedom to make choices, and you have choices. Now, a lot of women are in situations right now where they feel as though they don't have any choices or they can't make the choices that they want to make. But feeling or believing that you don't have choices doesn't make it true. You absolutely have choices. Now, it's also about stepping into the most powerful version of yourself and creating impact within your family. Like, as a mom, I want to be an example to my daughter. I want to be able to create generational wealth. I want to be able to support her and her goals and dreams if she wants to start a business, or if my nieces or nephews want to start a business. So I want to create impact in my family. I want to create impact in the community. Volunteering, donating, local elections, all of these things that are in our community that are important that you might want to create an impact in. And then it's about creating an impact in the world. Now, some of you have really big aspirations to change the world in whatever way, shape, or form that you're looking at. And still, I believe that that is possible. And last but not least, you know, it's about living your life by design and not default. Like I said, it's not okay to not have a plan or not have goals anymore. You have to stop living your life by default and start realizing that you can design your life, because it's about participating in your life instead of living unconsciously. Living unconsciously is a disempowering state, and that is not who you were created to be. The truth, if you're ready to hear it, is that you are powerful and amazing, and you were created with the God-given, or, you know, Allah-given, or whatever your higher form is, ability to do, be, contribute, have, achieve, or create whatever it is that you desire. Whether you feel it or believe it or not right now, that is the truth. And here's another truth. It is not too late. Despite what society would have you believe, despite the images that are telling you your best days are behind you, or that you waited too long, or that if only you had done this, or that, you know, there's no place else for you to go, it is not too late. Wherever you are right now listening to this podcast is exactly where you are supposed to be. So you are right on time. Now, I can already hear your question in your head. Well, Kathy, if all this is true, if I'm right on time and I'm amazing and I'm powerful and I can create anything that I want to create, like, how do I do it? Well, now we've come full circle. This is our full circle moment. The easiest answer that I can give you right now is to join the club, this club that you're in right now, this Kick-Ass Women Club. Show up here every week for the conversations we're going to be having around just that. How do you step into the most kick-ass version of yourself? How do you achieve the big goals you have for yourself? How do you create the life you want to live? How do you create impact and everything you'll face as a woman over 40 while making those things happen? All right, show up here, be a part of this conversation, make a commitment that you know that this information is going to help you to transform your life. So here's my question. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? How many times are you going to say tomorrow or next week or next year or whatever time in the future, then you're going to start pursuing your goals, pursuing your dreams, getting healthier, whatever it is that you really desire deep down inside to do? What are you waiting for? Because here's what I know. I know you've been dying to hear this message, to have these conversations with somebody who actually gets it and can coach you forward to where you want to go. I know you've been looking for your people, those other kick-ass women with big goals. You've been looking for your mothership. So what are you waiting for? We have probably, for the most part, we're probably at the top of that hill, and some of us may even have more years behind us than we have in front of us, but that doesn't mean that we can just kind of take our time or should take our time. We need to honor the fact that, you know, we don't have the time to waste. That's another reason why I'm having these conversations, is because we don't have any more time to waste. We shouldn't be thinking like, oh, I've got time, wait till my kids go off to school, wait till this. No, the time is now. But I'm going to share this with you, and this is really about whether or not this club is for you. All right. First, as a coach, as your coach, I'm going to tell it like it is, including a well-placed curse word here or there. If this is not a style that you can accept, well, then this may not be the place for you, but you are going to get the truth from me. All right. Second, I'm not just sharing theories. I'm sharing science. I'll be sharing what I know, not just based on my own experiences, but also my expertise and my research in the areas of behavioral and brain science, change management, and goal achievement. And last but not least, there is never, ever, 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 ever going to be a moment when I accept or allow you to accept that you are capable of anything less than absolute awesomeness. Ever, ever, ever. So if you're looking for somebody to dial it down or be more realistic, well, that's not me, right? Now, if you can get with those three things, we are good to go. And let me officially welcome you to the club, the Kick-Ass Women Club. Now, I want to let you know that I will be here every week with a new podcast talking about, you know, how do we step it up? How do we level up? How do we step into the most powerful kick-ass version of ourselves so that we can go out in the world and basically kick some ass if and when we want to? I'll be here every week, and I want you to join me here every week. So make sure to subscribe before you close out today. Make sure to subscribe. And I also want to let you know that I believe in you. I do. I believe in you. I'm going to talk a lot about this in future episodes, but there has never been anything that has made me believe anything else but the fact that women are the most powerful creatures on earth. We are. We gave birth to all this shit. We gave birth to all of it. And you see in society, if you look closely, that whenever women are involved or whenever women are in charge, things go better. Things are better. Things are better. So we've got to stick together. We've got to commit to stepping up, and we've got to commit to going to that next level so that we can continue to have the impact that is going to change our communities and change our worlds. All right. So that's it for this first episode. Again, welcome to the club. I'm excited that you are here. I'm excited to be back, and I will see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the 4 Kick-Ass Women Only podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate it and subscribe for access to even more strategies to help you step fully into your power, achieve your biggest goals, and transform your life. Also, make sure to join the Your Next Level Life with Coach Kathy Wilson Facebook group to continue the conversation and engage with other kick-ass women. We'll see you on the next episode.